This is Tri-State's Public Radio. Farm tractors are designed to be used in the field, but sometimes farmers take to the highways in their tractors when they need to get from one field to another. And that's when sometimes deadly problems arise. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger tells us about a Western Illinois woman's effort to remind drivers to share the road.
On a sunny and warm late summer afternoon, Kelly Quinn of Macomb unveiled her latest piece of art. Her canvas is a vintage 1939 Farmall tractor. On the tractor is a mosaic with tiles of every color of a rainbow and more. You can see farm fields, wind turbines, and puffy white clouds in the mosaic. Quinn believes this work of art is one of a kind.
Yeah, anywhere in the world, nobody has mosaiced a tractor before. So it's a special first, and it'll be neat that it is from Macomb.
Quinn grew up in Macomb, or Macomb Baya, as she sometimes calls it. She calls the mosaic Tractor Town, and it's traveled quite a road to get here. Quinn says the tractor was a brown, crumpled heap when she found it at a salvage yard. That was a couple years ago. Since then, it's taken donations of money, materials, and time to make Tractor Town happen. And even then, the pandemic set back the project by more than a year. Why a mosaic? Why not just paint the tractor?
I typically use this material. It lasts longer than paint, and it's a little bit fresher and newer looking. It's more unique than just painting the tractor.
The mosaic tractor now stands on a stamped concrete pad that looks like a barn floor. The display is surrounded by a black wrought iron fence near the community's downtown at the intersection of two highways and a train crossing. Quinn says she wants Tractor Town to remind people that we're on shared roadways. The idea for the project came to her after a tragedy.
The image of all those tractors at the intersections really struck me.
She's referring to the funeral for Tim Sullivan. A couple years ago, the lifelong farmer was on his tractor on a stretch of highway north of Macomb when it was struck from behind by a box truck. The impact threw Sullivan from the tractor, killing him. He was 64. Accidents involving tractors kill around 250 people a year. That's according to the National Ag Safety Database. The fatalities are the result of overturns, runovers, entanglement, and highway collisions. And the database says these are by far the leading cause of death and serious injury in agriculture. As Sullivan's family left the church following the memorial service and drove to the cemetery, his youngest daughter, Teresa Young, says the family was comforted to see the route lined with tractors of all sizes and even lawnmowers as the community's farmers paid their respects.
It really made that drive after the service a memorable one and a beautiful one.
Young is one of about a dozen volunteers who helped Quinn piece together the mosaic. And on one section of the tractor, Young created a mosaic of the Sullivan family's sesquicentennial farm.
That's really a special thing for us to have and do and show our children.
Go down the Tractor Town, Mama, you won't see me no more.
After the Tractor Town dedication ceremony, Young said the family is touched by the project. She said it's personal, but also thinks the community will appreciate it.
I think it's perfect. I think the location and the outcome, the whole setup is beautiful.
Young says she's seen a lot of tractors in her day, but nothing like this. The artist, Kelly Quinn, hopes the project will get people talking about and thinking about tractors on the roads.
The talking about it is really important. If people are thinking about tractors more, maybe there'll be fewer accidents.
Quinn says she's not done reminding truck and car drivers to think about tractors while traveling through farm country. Her goal is to mosaic several more tractors and display them around Macomb. Rich Egger reporting.